I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ today. This is Levi sharing with you again. Yesterday, we spoke about that hour of darkness, how in Luke 22:53, Christ says, "When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hand against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." And I'd like to, again, just, I feel there's a little more in there that we can apply in, excuse me, in our daily lives. And the point that I'd like to bring out is this, excuse me, and that is knowing when to be quiet. We go on a little bit, and in verse 70, then said they, "Art thou then the Son of God?" And he said unto them, "You say that I am." See, Christ did not argue his point. He knew that that hour of darkness had come, and he was not going to stand there and just argue with them. He could have took this time, and he could really explain why he was the Christ and why, and he could probably convince them with the power of God. But you know what? The hour of darkness had come, and he knew that he needs to be quiet because, you know, I don't know if you've found it this way in the past, but sometimes when we speak to people that the Spirit of God is not in their lives, it just seems like you come up against a wall. And there's times that we as Christians, we need to know when it's just time to be quiet and let God's Word, let God's Spirit move in that person's life. And it was just, I just find it interesting, when this hour of darkness happened in the life of Christ there, and I mentioned yesterday about the confusion that we saw, but I find it, again, just interesting. After that, Christ did very little talking, very little teaching, very little making a point. Before that, he was so active in teaching and preaching and debating with the people. And he hardly did any of it. If you drop down in chapter 23, verse 3, and Pilate asked him, saying, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" And he answered unto him, "Thou sayest it." There again, he didn't go into detail because that darkness had settled down. And God left the spirit of wickedness prevail so that the perfect lamb could be slain. And I'd like to just make an appeal for all of us that are believers in Jesus Christ and that the Spirit of God is living within us, to know when to be quiet, to know when to, if someone is living in such darkness, and not even in those situations. Sometimes we tend to want to prove ourselves right. We tend to. I remember for us when we left a religious setting, and we got much opposition. And looking back now, I wish I would have been more quiet in some of those conversations because I wanted so desperately for them to see it, but it almost seemed like I was feeding my pearls to the swine. And I just, again, just want to encourage you, have that Spirit of Christ within you and know when to talk and know when to stay silent. Lord bless you.